Hi, this is Adam Carver recording this audio book on Monday, the 4th of July. Hello there. And I wanted to just comment and give you some thoughts on an article I read quite a while ago about a product. This product is a multi-billion pound industry, and the commodity is very simple. It's natural, it's pure, it's widely available, it's sourced at minimal cost, and yet we managed to pay millions and millions of pounds altogether for it over the years. In fact, we often pay more than a pound just for a bottle of it. The commodity itself? Water. 40 years ago, the idea of selling water in a bottle was a business project prospect that few people took seriously. These days, it makes lots of people an awful lot of money. What's interesting, though, is why it makes people money. Richard Wilk, the professor of anthropology at Indiana University, says that bottled water is the most revealing substance for showing us how global capitalist markets work today. In a sense, we're buying choice, we're buying freedom. That's the only thing that can explain why you'd pay money for a bottle of something you could otherwise get for free. What's interesting is that I also know a friend who works for Yorkshire Water. He tells me that the stuff in at the tap is much cleaner and better for you than the stuff in the bottle. That as soon as it sits on a shelf, it starts to build up in bacteria. Not noticeable and not to any detrimental standard, but the truth is the stuff out the tap is far better for you than the stuff you'd buy on a shelf. Of course, we don't really buy water. What we actually buy is convenience. We're not really buying water, we're more buying the bottle, the package, and the convenience of the moment. And the biggest breakthrough of the industry was when they managed to produce something called PET, strong, shatterproof, and a highly volatile form of polyester. It meant that they could cheaply, simply, and strongly store water and get it to you. Why am I sharing this with you? Well, I find it very interesting because water has always been around, certainly in the West, and water has been freely available through a tap, certainly the whole of my lifetime, all 34 years of it. And yet, for some reason, I spend money on convenience, and we spend money on things that are easy. We spend money on packaging, essentially. And the packaging makes us give our effort and our finance into something. And it got me thinking about the influence of that cultural shift on our faith. Because everywhere we look, we're impacted by the packaging and what it looks like and what it sounds like. So much so that this water shows us that we'll even pay for something we could otherwise get free, just because the packaging looks nice and makes life simple and easy for us. What does that say about our church? What does it say about our Christian walk? What does it say about how we interact with Jesus? What does it say about our friends? How much of the packaging are we attracted to? And how much of the real stuff that we can get for free anyway is really important to us? How important to us is how Jesus is all wrapped up, is how he's presented, is how he's given over. The truth is we could get Jesus by just being in a mud hut. No heating, no light, no sound system, no overhead projector, no dynamic preacher. We could get him, but the truth is when we're too wrapped up in all the packaging, we've come to learn that we have to have it packaged and delivered in just the right way. It's got to sound right, it's got to look right. I have to sit on a comfy seat, I have to be warm, and the coffee's got to be just so. Maybe we've been too sucked into a culture where packaging is more important than content, where in fact we'll pay good money and make a multi-billion dollar industry now of the content, but out of the packaging. God bless.